It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about the sport of wife carrying. That's in today's Curious Wisconsin segment.
First, the White House released a 40-page report this week suggesting ways in which states that did not accept a federal Medicaid expansion are missing out.
Wisconsin is one of those states. According to the report, here are some of the benefits Wisconsin isn't getting. 120,000 more Wisconsinites, the report says, would have health insurance, 11,000 more jobs created in 3 years, and the report says the state overall would have more preventative care, fewer financially catastrophic ailments, and Wisconsinites would experience less depression.
When Governor Scott Walker chose not to take federal funds, he went about it in a different way from many other states that rejected the expansion. He moved people who are just over the poverty line off of Badger Care and onto the federal exchanges, and added some previously non-covered adults into Badger Care. According to PolitiFact, the net gain in coverage by the state was about 6,000 people. Here to talk about the White House's report is Kevin Moore, Deputy Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. Kevin, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. Thank you for having me.
So Governor Walker's main argument for not accepting the federal funds would be that we didn't know if they would be there in the long term, he said. The possibility was there that the state would be left high and dry. Are there indications at this point for the states that did take the expansion that the money is going to run out?
I think that there's still, as the debate about the Affordable Care Act continues to go on in Washington and in states across the country, that will remain something that I think courts are going to be making that decision, as will Congress. But here in Wisconsin, the solution that Governor Walker forwarded really was driven about two things. First of all, creating an entitlement reform, making sure that Wisconsin residents living in poverty have access to Medicaid, and then also utilizing the fact that the Affordable Care Act provided subsidies for individuals all the way down to 100% of the federal poverty level. And so when you look at the solution that the governor put forward, Wisconsin is, despite not taking the Medicaid expansion, Wisconsin is the only state in the country that does not have a gap in coverage. And I think that's what makes Wisconsin unique. And we're starting to see more and more people in Medicaid and more people getting covered in the private market as well.
If Wisconsin had taken the money for the expansion and then it did dry up, as Governor Walker feared, which is a possibility for things that are federally funded, would Wisconsin be any worse off? Is there an argument to be made that taking the money, even if there was a risk, would still have benefited the state?
I think the challenge is just knowing what would that look like in the future and how many people were in the program. And I think that for Governor Walker, the main goal of this was really had nothing to do with really what's coming out of the White House report. It really had to do with making sure that Medicaid was returning to its roots of providing coverage, full coverage, including behavioral health and substance abuse services to those people living in poverty. And I think the reality is, and this is the part that I think is missing in a lot of the discussion, is that the Affordable Care Act, as passed by Congress and signed into law by the president, covered and subsidized individuals down to 100% of the federal poverty level. And so from a coverage perspective, everybody in Wisconsin is going to have access to affordable health insurance, whether it be through Medicaid if you're in poverty, or whether it be through the health insurance exchanges. And that is really what our focus has been moving forward. And I think it allows Wisconsin, from a budget perspective, to be able to control its own destiny, regardless of what happens either in the courts or in Congress.
Now, critics have said that had the state taken this federal money to expand Medicaid, that the new people brought on would have been covered as well as those who were moved to the exchanges, and so overall you'd have more coverage. What do you say to that?
This is actually kind of a really good example of not understanding what Wisconsin's Medicaid program is and what the solution that Governor Walker forwarded. The fact of the matter is that the Affordable Care Act provided subsidies both on premiums and cost sharing for people 100% of the federal poverty level all the way up to 400%. It eliminated the ability for people to have be exempted from coverage from pre-existing conditions. All of that was part of the federal Affordable Care Act. What we did in Wisconsin, though, we recognize that the Affordable Care Act missed those individuals from 0 to 100%. So through the governor's reform initiatives, we were able to address those individuals in poverty. And I think it's very important that whether you're at 50% of the federal poverty level or 150% of federal poverty level, you'll either get Medicaid or you'll get coverage through the exchanges. And I think that that's really, it's really not understood. And it's unfortunate when you have national publications go out. I mean, and again, I'll just say this. The Kaiser Commission on the Medicaid and the Uninsured admitted as much, that Wisconsin is the only state that didn't accept Medicaid expansion but still has no gap in coverage. And I think it's important that before we do a broad brush on categorizing Wisconsin, you got to understand what the Wisconsin solution is and really what Governor Walker's vision was, and that we are meeting all of those goals. Full coverage. People, no matter what your income level, you'll have access to affordable health insurance either through the exchanges or through Medicaid.
What does the administration have to say to people who have been moved to the federal exchanges? They have coverage, but they're paying more for that insurance, and they may have less access overall.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, you've got through the exchanges the ability, and again, there are subsidies available for those individuals that they are able to get on both the premium side as well as for the cost-sharing side. But again, those coverages and those benefits are still required by federal law to cover all of the qualified health benefits. And so that ranges everything from preventative medicine, which is something that in the White House report, it has to acknowledge the fact that no matter what policy you purchase, whether it be through Medicaid, through the insurance exchanges, or through your employer, you have to provide these types of qualified health benefits. So from our perspective, again, it's more of we're clearly working to educate folks to let them know, look, if you are eligible for health insurance through the exchanges, let's make sure that you get the right plan either through using some of our certified application counselors, insurance agents, and that allows folks and families, as their income continues to rise, there's a continuity that they can stay with their existing plan. And like I said, for us, the key point was to make sure that we weren't having any gaps in coverage, and the Governor Walker's plan and initiatives really ensure that Wisconsin met that objective.
If we look at overall health outcomes, this mm-hmm. new report, it says that because Wisconsin didn't take the expansion money, that Wisconsin will be less healthy overall, that there will be those with less access to preventive health care, fewer screenings, even more depression. What about looking at it from that angle?
And I think this is a really good example of, again, using a national platform to not fully understand what's going on in Wisconsin. And again, if you take a look at what the governor has put forward on Medicaid, we not only went out there and covered everybody that's living in poverty, we covered them with the standard benefit. That included substance abuse services, that included comprehensive mental health services and behavioral health services. And if you look at everybody that's purchasing through the health insurance exchanges, as in addition to the federal law that requires mental health parity, the reality is that on a lot of the behavioral health and substance abuse health outcomes, it really doesn't make, and nor should it make a difference whether you're in Medicaid or you're in the private sector health insurance market. These are services that are covered. And in particular, to your point on depression, I think that this is actually an issue that, had there been more research as to what's going on in Wisconsin, there'd be an acknowledgement of the unprecedented investment in behavioral health that Governor Walker and the legislature made, over $30 million in new cash to provide additional community-based services to children and families. And so this has been a huge year in Wisconsin in terms of turning the tide and helping families with behavioral health. And again, I think whether you're in Medicaid or you're in the private health insurance market, again, we are consistent and we will continue to work to make sure women are getting access to mammograms, that men are making sure that they're getting their cancer screens. That is a public health initiative, regardless of whether you're in Medicaid or whether you're in the private sector. And again, as I mentioned before, most of these preventative coverages and most of these preventative services, according to the Affordable Care Act, are mandated and they're covered. And so for us, the bigger issue is, how do we make sure that people are making the right decisions, that they're purchasing the health insurance either through the exchanges or those for those in Medicaid that are Medicaid eligible, that we're getting those folks enrolled?
To look at this now for a moment from a different angle, from the jobs angle, mm-hmm. according to this report, over 11,000 jobs would be created in Wisconsin over the next 3 years, again, had the state taken this federal money to expand Medicaid. Governor Walker has said that creating jobs is a top priority for him, and he hasn't met the 250 benchmark that he set for himself. So is there a disconnect between turning down this federal money and his promise to create jobs?
I think and this is, again, one of those things where you got to look at where the data came from and what the assumptions are made. And the reality is, again, you have to look at the Wisconsin solution and the Wisconsin entitlement reform. The reality is that, yes, there is going to be, and Wisconsin currently is, drawing down significant amount of federal dollars to provide Medicaid coverage for those that are living in poverty. But that there there's also a huge amount of federal dollars that are being used to provide subsidies, both on the cost-sharing side and the premium side, for those men and women that are buying insurance, health insurance, through the health insurance exchanges. That money is going to insurance carriers. It's going to providers, more people that are utilizing primary care. They're utilizing hospitals. Hospitals then use that money to increase the number of employees that they have. So I think that from looking at it, again, it's a very disjointed view on this, because there's not a lot of understanding about what Wisconsin did and what Governor Walker promoted and actually successfully implemented, and that at the end of the day, we will have, based on our most recent numbers, we're expecting over 130,000 individuals that are going to be newly eligible for Medicaid. Those are new people that are going to require services, and they are going to require new nurses, new doctors, and new providers throughout the system. So we're pretty confident that as we continue to get coverage, which I think is the most important part, that the economic benefits are going to be seen through communities across Wisconsin.
Now, given what the report says, obviously, you know, there are different ways to interpret this information, but if there is seemingly stable funding from the federal government, as we see unfolding down the road, maybe over the next year or two, is there a chance that the Walker administration could choose to take that money and expand Medicaid?
At this stage in the game, again, we continue to be very concerned, as long as there are cases before the federal court, whether it be in Washington or across the country, challenging some of the core functions of the Affordable Care Act, I think what our main focus right now is continuing to move forward with the direction that the governor and the legislature has given to the department, which is really not only ensuring that people living in poverty have access to Medicaid, that's obviously something we take very seriously, but we're actually continuing to move forward and preparing for the next open enrollment period, which will be coming up this November 15th, and making sure that we continue to build on our successes last time of ensuring that people who have questions, who have challenges in enrollment, that they are able to access professionals, whether it be insurance agents or application counselors, to meet their needs and answer their questions. So, again, I think there's a lot of instability out there, and those are all issues that will work their way out through both Congress as well as through the White House. But from the administration's perspective and the department's perspective, we're moving forward with the blueprint that's been given to us by the governor and through the legislature.
Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
We've been speaking with Kevin Moore, Deputy Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Health Services, about a new White House report suggesting ways that states that rejected Medicaid expansion are missing out.